What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bellavia, and we are joined, as we are on this show every Wednesday at noon, by Dr. Mark Epstein. Dr. Epstein, good afternoon.
Good to be with you.
Lots going on. We won't talk about what happened to the Mets in the 10th inning last night.
No.
let's start with this auto pin stuff going on at the White House. You know, I hadn't heard of an auto pen until a few months ago. Do you think there is a case to be made about the documents signed by the auto pen?
There's a case to be made. Whether it'll be made is a different story. I mean, on a political level, it's going to be milked for all it's worth, right? But in reality, it's unprecedented territory. So, I mean, to take presidential acts like pardons and say they're null and void, I think would have to ultimately wind up in the Supreme Court, and who knows how long that kind of litigation would take. So it's a kind of political football. And what it does illustrate, of course, is the, in a sense, the meaninglessness of this 25th Amendment. It's just it's meaningless, because everyone, this isn't like, you know, Casablanca. There's gambling going on in Rick's. You know, it's not it is in the sense that everyone is acting shocked and surprised that Joe Biden wasn't running the show. But everybody knew it, like gambling in Rick's. But when push came to shove, there was nobody within that kind of process that was willing to invoke it, go to the cabinet. There was nobody in the Congress that was willing to do it. And you wind up with this. So what are we left with, really? We're left with a constitutional system that was supposedly built to deal with it that doesn't deal with it.
And now the people who knew, a lot of them have pardons, right? I mean, a lot of them got those preemptive pardons.
Right. And so I don't know where this leaves us, except it's going to be one big mess. And it'll play out politically, you know. That's how I see it. I don't see any resolution, if anyone wants a resolution.
I would love to see him ban the auto pen after I've learned of this auto pen. You know, just put pen to paper and let's move on. We had the city of Buffalo debate last night, and it was very interesting. They needed another hour. It was way too short for five candidates. But State Senator Sean Ryan, who's running for mayor, doubled down on bail reform. He actually refused to answer another question and took his 90 seconds to talk more and defended bail reform. And he used the line, "It might not be perfect, but it's right." Are you surprised that you still have people running for office like mayor in Buffalo doubling down on this, what I think is a failure of bail reform?
Well, I've said it on the show multiple times with Dave. When it comes to the Democrats, I don't see the off ramp. How do they move away from this position? Whether it be the bail reform issue, whether it be defending illegals with criminal records and trying to halt their deportation. All of these things are losing issues, and losing issues may be 9 to 1 in political reality, and yet in states where they feel safe about it, a New York, an Illinois, a California, they're sticking to their guns. I think the question is, because when you look at the electoral map, from the presidential election, what we saw increasingly, even in blue states, were counties going increasingly red. Now, it hasn't been enough. New York is a unique state. It's always been politically unbalanced, and the imbalance always tilted to downstate, where the population is disproportionately. They used to be able to balance it before the one vote, one man, one vote ruling, by drawing senatorial districts to favor rural districts, so you could get some kind of representation within the legislature that gave the rural interests some clout. That was done away with the one man, one vote ruling, and as a result, New York remains a single party state. You move across into Pennsylvania. You just compare the two Eries, compare Erie, Pennsylvania to Erie, New York, 100 miles away, 110 miles away. You have things contested. New York is so unbalanced. You had the county executive from Erie, New York, going to Erie, Pennsylvania to try to help the Harris ticket. I mean, that's how profound the imbalance is. So the question is, in my mind, will they become stupid enough that the movement within the counties to becoming increasingly Republican while being unable to shift the state because the five counties of New York and Westchester have remained dominantly Democrat and they have the population. Will you get enough shifts so that in the next election, the gubernatorial election cycle, if you have a Stefanik running, that you may wind up ultimately putting in a Republican governor, especially if they stick to this, because this is what you're left with here. I mean, very irrational behavior, I think.
You talk about the five counties down, or the five boroughs downstate, right? New York City. I mean, is bail reform starting to be unpopular there? I mean, I know it's something that Eric Adams has run on. Doesn't seem to be doing them any favors, but is it still as popular there as it was 5 years ago?
Oh, so this is what's happened to the demographic of New York City. About 2 to 3 election cycles ago in New York City, your two largest voting blocks were essentially welfare voting blocks. You're not getting huge turnouts in the primary elections because it's a one-party city. The primary is going to determine usually who the successful candidate is going to be, either in the House or City Council or for representative for mayor, so or the county executive, which they call a borough president downstate. So what has happened is increasingly you have offshoots like the WFP, which is the party of the SEIU union, right? The WFP is a big power broker because they're disciplined and their people go out and vote for them, right? So right now in New York City, they have this ranked choice voting. And what they're attempting to do is block, the WFP wants to block Cuomo and push forward this Arab socialist candidate to knock Cuomo out, right? That's what they're doing. So they're putting their slate of candidates in. in this ranked choice voting where you have to get at least 50% to win, and you go to rounds and you pick who your second choice is and your third choice is and your fourth. So they've made it so convoluted that it could be manipulated if you had a highly disciplined operation going into it. This is what they've done to the landscape in New York. So will it be successful? I don't know. But what has happened to the demographic in New York is the middle class demographic has shrunk. And they've either left the state, or if they've gone to suburbs, the two biggest suburban areas of New York on Long Island, Suffolk and Nassau County, have gone red. So when you go into those counties, the issue of the bail, the issue of the discovery, that's a big issue. That is, the district attorneys have to give all sorts of discovery of evidence they have that compromises their ability actually to bring a prosecution. And that's actually Governor Hochul has called for that being changed. It hasn't been changed. But that has resonated in Nassau and Suffolk County, where you have close to a couple of million people living. So those are the areas that have gone red. Whereas in New York City, you've seen an enormous decline in your middle class. So you get low voter turnout that could be, captured by the high intensity voters, who tend to be very left of center. That's what's going on downstate.
Speaking of left of center, Kathy Hochul's lieutenant governor is going to now primary her. Is this a big story, or I mean, is he popular in downstate? Because for me, the optics for Kathy Hochul are pretty bad when the handpicked lieutenant governor is now going to primary you.
Well, this also shows that how far left the people who run the party have gone. This is an extraordinarily left-wing party, and what's happened in upstate, upstate going above Rockland County, all the way to the east, north and west in New York. If you look at, they always speak about these areas. They speak about Erie County, the surrounding areas, as being either depressed or always in recession. But it's a funny kind of recession, in that if you looked at what your good businesses are in these areas, they're restaurants. So if you have to ask yourself the question: if people are so depressed, how can they afford to go out and eat? And the answer is, who are your biggest employers? Who's your biggest employer in New York? It's the University of Buffalo. Right. It's SUNY Buffalo. If you look at, between SUNY Buffalo, Buff State, and then go to the towns around Rochester, around Buffalo, go to Geneseo, go to Cora, go to all of these places, they're all university towns. And so the people working are government workers. And then the next tier are your first responders. They're government workers and teachers. And then you have your healthcare people. All the hospital systems are essentially government operations. I mean, who's underwriting Buffalo Gen? I mean, it's Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it's government dollars. It's not that they're taking in private dollars. So essentially, you have the upstate part of New York. They don't respond to economic forces, let's say, the way they do in Pennsylvania. Go to the southern tier. Go around Friendship, right? Where's the pressure to frack? That shale formation is the same one that they're fracking in Pennsylvania, where you had all sorts of political pressure to do it. There is zero political pressure on the southern tier to frack, because everyone's either working for a university, or they're working for a hospital, or they're working for a school system, or they're police and fire. So they're all government workers. So while they say that that these places are in some sort of, they don't have economic booms, they never die either, right?
That's a great point about the fracking. I mean, the money that could be brought in, and it's just sitting there untapped, I mean, they'll take the fracking money, right? We know that from the Pagulas. They'll take the money from fracking, but they don't want it to happen on their land.
Right. You don't get any pressure.
Yeah.
That is to say, there's no pressure to do it. Whereas in the state of Pennsylvania, you have political dynamics, right? So, you know, the Democrats could be up, the Republicans could be up, down. But I mean, there are things being contested in ways that you don't see in Buffalo. And go over to Cleveland, Ohio, which also we're neighbors with. And you go into Ohio, you know, you have four or five major metro areas, and the politics are very different, and things are being contested. Well, now Ohio, which was a bellwether state, has gone increasingly Republican, but it's not a clinch. It's not something that they have all sewn up. It's still a contested state. But in New York, it seems that very little ever gets contested anymore. That's what we're dealing with.
It's so interesting you bring up Ohio, because I've been on this thing where I've just been going back and watching 2016 election tapes because they make me feel good. And it's so funny how Ohio was, you know, how's Ohio going to go? How Ohio goes, the election goes. And just two cycles later, I mean, Ohio is a pretty ruby red state.
Well, it took a great deal. And the person to really read about this is Selena Zito, who you know, writes out of the Pittsburgh area, and who was really the first reporter on the ground who saw Trump coming. I'm talking back in, you know, 2016, 2015.
Right.
And she, of course, in her book about that election, you know, was speaking to people on the ground in Ohio and Pennsylvania, you know, all the people, all the hillbilly elegy types, you know, that Vance wrote about in his own book. And she was able to pick up all the discontents, you know, and she was able to distinguish Trump's rhetoric. You know, her famous line about Trump was, "Don't take him literally, take him seriously." Yeah. And that's a brilliant line. I mean, that don't take them literally, take them seriously. And so she saw all those shifts coming. But I would say that no Republican would take this for granted in Ohio. I mean, they have to run. It's still competitive. That's not true. That hasn't been true in New York State for quite some time now. But, you know, one wonders how much will be enough is enough already.
Could Stefanik be George Pataki? I mean, could we see a change? Like you said, I mean, the counties throughout New York State did gain, maybe not go Republican, but gain Republican in the presidential election. I mean, is Stefanik, do you think she's the right person that could defeat a Kathy Hochul?
Yes. Number one, she's very sharp. She's very articulate. And what's happening now? We're having this to and fro about the great big beautiful bill. Is it ugly? Is it this? Is that? The bill goes through. Let us assume the bill goes through,
right?
Which I think is a fair assumption. The bill goes through, then, barring outside events and forces, which we can never know about, you know, barring that, there should be tremendous economic growth. And if the off-year election, the Republicans are running on this kind of positivism, then yes, a first-rate candidate could defeat Kathy Hochul, because I don't think she's a terribly good retail politician.
No.
I mean, so Stefanik is. We saw her perform. We've seen her performance in the House. We saw her on the committee when she just went after the presidents of the Ivy League schools like a buzzsaw over anti-Semitism. So, yes, I think Stefanik can defeat a Kathy Hochul, you know.
Last question, Dr. Mark Epstein. You know, in Boulder, we saw this attack on Sunday. I mean, just another example of a criminal, illegal citizen who has this hatred for our citizens. And again, we hear the Free Palestine. We're hearing it. We heard it on college campuses. Now we're hearing it from illegal aliens. Will it ever wake the people up who are still defending everyone who illegally came into this country?
The shorter answer is I don't know. I mean, this was pretty horrific, and it also demonstrated. I mean, here we had someone who came in on a visa that had expired and was able to piggyback that into having, six other people in the country. So, if anything, it indicates that we don't have any kind of immigration system that works or has validity to it. And the other side of it is, and this is never discussed, there's enormous amounts of money that have been pouring into these universities from places like Qatar that are juicing this. And that flow has to stop. I think the bankruptcy of the American elite and certainly the elite universities has been exposed. Next question is, so now what do we do about it? How do we put American education back together again? We just can't have people, who, with these shadow groups and these NGOs that are getting revenue sources, fomenting these kinds of protests and riots, and then having it lead to horrible violence, become the way of life in this country. And, so we shall see.
We shall see. Hey, Dr. Mark Epstein, always great talking to you. I am predicting another Juan Soto home run tonight. Just mark that down.
He's starting to see the ball better.
He is. He is.
Yes, he is.
Just
yes.
In time. Hey,
Yeah,
always
okay.
talk soon, all right?
Okay.
Thank you. That is Dr. Mark Epstein. You hear him here every Wednesday at noon, and I am honored that he joined me today. When we come back, we'll be talking with you. 803-0930, star 930, Beamer in for Bellavia on this hump day, Wednesday on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.